Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And may Allah bless you, protect you, inshallah. We are going through chapter 7, Surah Al-A'raf. Tonight, we're going to reflect on 201 and 202. Verse ayah number 201 and 202, and then we have two more Thursdays, and we conclude this chapter after 4 years. We started this chapter 7, back in March 15th, 2011. So in 2 weeks, inshallah, we're going to finish this chapter and begin Surah Yunus. Not the chapter after it, because chapter after this Anfal, we did Anfal before. At-Tawbah, we will do it later on, inshallah, At-Tawbah. And then chapter number 9. But we will do chapter number 10, inshallah, Surah Yunus, after we are done with Surah Al-A'raf. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون وإخوانهم يمدونهم في الغي ثم لا يقصرون وإذا لم تأتهم بآية قالوا لولا اجتبيتها قل إنما أتبع ما يوحى إلي من ربي هذا بصائر من ربكم وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العلي العظيم. إن الذين اتقوا, verily those who revere God and respect God, those who have good working relationship with God, those who understand God, those who truly trust Him and love Him, this is the meaning of taqwa. A person comes to the sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. And he tells him, what is taqwa? We hear about piety and taqwa and righteousness and self-restraint in the Quran. More often the Quran speaks about this term, taqwa, taqwa. Invite us to practice taqwa and piety. What is it? He said to him, taqwa is whatever Allah asks you to do, which is mandatory on you. Once you do that, you are the most pious. What is mandatory, not recommended. Leave the recommended things. But what is mandatory? If you practice them, فَأَنْتَ أَتْقَى النَّاسِ, you become the most pious. And staying away, refraining, إِذَا اجْتَنَبْتَ مِمَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ, if you stay away from what He made it illegal and forbidden because of you, because of your welfare and your happiness and your protection, he's saying, don't touch these things. Don't get close to these things. Don't practice these things. About zina, fornication, Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Do not get even close to fornication, because it is, first of all, shameful act. Shameful. It's not an honorable act to commit zina. It's not honorable. Shameful. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And the result of that is catastrophic on you and your family and your society. So don't get close to it. Stay away from it. وَإِذَا أَنْتَ اجْتَنَبْتَ مِمَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ كُنْتَ مِنْ أَوْرَعِ النَّاسِ. And if you stay away from God, made it forbidden and haram and illegal on you, then you are a person with the most ability of self-control and self-restraint. When you stay away from something illegal. Have you seen some drivers in America? They've been driving for the last 40 years, 50 years, with no records. Not even a single citation. Don't you admire them? I admire them. They adhere to the law. They don't do something illegal. He's been driving for 50 years, half a century. No single citation. No single violation. People admire them. People respect them. Imagine if we don't violate Allah's rules, not the DMV, not the traffic department, God's rules in this universe. Not only while we are driving, while we are eating, drinking, buying, interacting, living, being friends, being parents, being partners, being employees. We respect his rules with no criminal record. You become كنت من أورع الناس. پاکترین فرد جامعه خواهید بود اگر گناه مرتکب نشید در نظر خدا. You become the most person with self-control. You control yourself. Others, there are some people in the society, they want to control others. Control others, but they cannot control their own selves. They fail in controlling their own selves. Imam Ali, alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wassalam, he says in Nahj al-Balagha, as a beautiful saying, he says, خَيْرُ الْأُمَرَاءِ مَنْ كَانَ أَمِيرًا عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. The best type of leaders, Amir, commander and leader, is the one who can control his nafs and his soul and his own self. This is the best leader. There are certain emirs and sultans and leaders who can control his subjects. 30 million people, he can control them by force. But he cannot control his own desire. He's not an emir. This is not a commander. The best type of emir, commander, is when you are able to control yourself. When something is illegal, say to yourself, this is illegal, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to cheapen myself. Every time we commit a sin, we lower ourselves. One step down, one step down, one step down. Every time you do something good, you go one step up and up and up. You get close to God. Committing a sin will cheapen our value, depreciates our value in the market of God, depreciates the value, turns us away from God. And when we turn away from God, our life is not going to be peaceful, I'm telling you. Believe me. It's not going. You are not going to enjoy a peaceful life, stable life, when we are away from God. What gives us strength and an ability to continue this tumultuous journey in our life is our friendship and our relationship with God. We know He is with us. He's handling us. He's taking care of us. So we can chart our way in this life. If we don't observe Him, and if we don't have relationship with Him, and if we don't need Him in our life, we are not going to continue this journey. We're going to move backward, not forward. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Verse 201 says, those who love God, those who adhere to God and listen to Him and obey Him and respect Him. Respect the law. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Once Satan assault them. And I mentioned last week, if you remember, ta'if comes from tawaf, circulating around them. It means that the shaitan would not strike once or twice. Satan is going to strike every minute. He wants to destroy us. So he seizes every opportunity to destroy us. He would not strike on me once a day and he says, I leave him the rest of the day. Let him enjoy his day. No. Satan is like a sniper. He's watching out. Whenever he can strike, he will do so. He would not hesitate. This is what Allah says. طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Satan circulates around us all the time. He would not leave us. He would not get tired. You know what he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hijr, Shaitan says to Allah, he makes a vow in verse 39, Surah Al-Hijr, وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He makes an oath. He takes an oath, Satan. He says to God, listen, God, I will deceive them all. I will deceive the entire creation except one group. I can't reach out to them. I can't. Beyond my ability. Illa ibadak. Those are your true servants who are well connected to you. Mukhlasin, the chosen ones. Al-mukhlas in Arabic means alladhi lam yadkhul ila qalbihi غير حب الله لم يتعلق قلبه إلا بالله. مخلص, the chosen one, his heart or her heart is overwhelmed only with God, nothing else. God is the one that dominates our hearts. You know, in some of professions that we do in this life, I hear the teacher. We used to have a teacher teaching us language some 30 years ago, 25 years ago. And the class was supposed to go for an hour and a half. But she would go overtime, 2 hours, 2 hours and a half. Why do you teach? You are supposed to teach 90 minutes. Why do you teach 120 minutes, 150 minutes? She keeps us in the classroom. One day I approached her. I said, Miss, whatever, I forgot her name. Why do you go overtime? They pay you for 90 minutes. Why do you teach even one minute more? She said, because I love this job. I'm not teaching you because they give me money. Because I love teaching. This is why I don't feel tired. I'm into it. My heart, my brain is overwhelmed with this. I love this. I don't get tired. Some people are overwhelmed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't get tired of Allah. They don't get tired of saying Ya Allah. They don't get tired of worshipping Him. They don't get tired of Qiyam and Tahajjud and Dua and Quran and supplication and Dhikrullah. They don't get tired. We get tired. Of course I get tired. Because there is something wrong with my relationship with God. They are overwhelmed. تذكروا. They go back to Him. They bring His remembrance. When Satan assaults on them, they seek refuge where? In God. تذكروا. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, لولا أن الشياطين يحومون على قلب بني آدم لنظر في ملكوت السماوات والأرض. Prophet Muhammad says, if it wasn't for Satans, not only one Satan, Satans, shayateen, because Satan is not one, he has an army, he has followers, he has helpers. لولا أن الشياطين, if it wasn't for Satans that they circulate and hover around us all the time. Around us, Bani Adam, the children of Adam, لَنَظَرُوا, we would have been able to look into the mysteries of this universe. لَنَظَرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. But because Satans are around us, they don't allow us, they don't give us a break, they don't allow us to have a clear vision. They come to confuse us, to distract us from the right path. And the next verse speaks about this, how Satan comes and makes the wrong right and the right wrong, creates confusion in your mind. لولا أن الشياطين يحومون حول ابن آدم حول بني آدم لنظروا في ملكوت السماوات والأرض. We could have reached God easily, but there are barriers. Satan does not allow you to reach God. And Satan is what? What does Satan say? Satan invites you to have more of this dunya, to get more of this dunya, to be more attached to this dunya, lower dunya. Satan does not want you to focus on the next journey, which is the real journey. He wants to keep you busy with little things in this life. So you forget about your main goal, main objective, and main journey to God. Keeps you busy. Sometimes with wealth and money, sometimes with a friend, sometimes with substances, alcohol, drugs, this, that, gambling. These things keep you away from God. Keeps you away from God. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The Prophet says, a person can exercise the love of God, the friendship with God, the relationship with God. He can build up this relationship. He can go deep into this relationship until he becomes, the Prophet says, the hadith says, hadith al-Qudsi, حَتَّى يَكُونَ سَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهَا وَيَدُهُ الَّتِي يَبْطُشُ بِهَا. He becomes like God. The servant, he goes higher and higher and higher and higher, and he breaks all these barriers until he reaches a point that whenever he says to anything, be, that thing is going to happen. He's going to be the agent of God. He works on behalf of God. He becomes the vision of God. He becomes the hearing of God. Hatta صار سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ولسانه الذي ينطق به ويده التي يبطش بها. فإذا دعاه أجابه. Once he reaches that stage of proximity with God and nearness to God, once he calls upon God, God would answer him immediately. Immediately. There were some pious that whenever they call upon God, God would answer them. But others, they call upon God and God does not answer. What's the difference? The difference in the relationship with God. Some people are sincere. They are sincere in their relationship. God would listen to them. God knows those people have ikhlas, purity of the heart. They don't try to cheat on God. They are not hypocrite. They don't just call on Him when they need Him. They call on Him all the times. All the times. They are connected with Him. Their degree of tawakkul on God is the highest. Tawakkul ala Allah. They put their trust in God. I remember a man. I lived this story. Nobody told me the story. I lived this story myself. One of the countries was invaded by another country. So the soldiers of that country who invaded this small country, they came to each and every house of this occupied country and they would rob the house, take everything away. Sometimes they assault people, sometimes they kill, they use violence. So people were afraid. People in that little country, they were afraid. They shut their doors. They would never open their doors to any person for several months. Except one house, the door was always open. Always open, even during midnight. It has no lock. And no soldier entered that house. Because one of the inhabitants of, at least one of them, at least, if not all of them, he had a blind trust in God, full trust on God. Some people called him, "You are crazy, you have kids here, they're going to kidnap your kids." He said, "I have full trust in God." And actually some of those soldiers, they came to enter the house, they saw the man, they went out. They asked them for some food, drink, and they left. They did not hurt the people of that house. While their neighbors were robbed. Imagine, their neighbors on the right, on the left, they were robbed. He has tawakkul. He has tawakkul on Allah. And his tawakkul is not only verbal. I do tawakkul, but my heart is attached to my money and my uncle and my clan and my attorney and my chief of police and this and that. No, he doesn't care about those people. He only looks at God. This requires a higher degree, the highest degree of faith, trust in God. The highest degree of faith and a trust in God. Not anyone can reach this. We say that, tawakkaltu ala, I say, I put my trust in God. But later on, oh, alhamdulillah, I know the best cardiologist in the city. I know the best attorney. I know the chief of police. I have my uncle who can wire me money whenever I need. I have this, I have that, I have... This is not tawakkul. Then you have other things, enjoy them. Why do you need God? You don't need God. But when someone says, I have God, maybe God will send me this and that to help me. God would not descend to the earth to lend me a hand. God will send people to come and help me. This is tawakkul. This is tawakkul. Put your trust in Allah. And you cannot... We cannot reach that stage unless we are in love with God. In love with God. And if we are in love, we don't commit sin. We don't commit sin. Any sin. Because we are in love. We don't want to hurt his feelings. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا تَذَكُّر. And I mentioned تَذَكُّر last week. Tadakkur is to remember. God's remembrance, dhikrullah, tadakkur. And another meaning for it, tafakkur. Allah will give them the ability to think. At the time of emergency, at the time of a crisis, they don't lose themselves. They don't lose sense of direction. They don't get confused. They start thinking. Their thinking is good, is healthy. It will guide them to the right path. They don't get confused. Sometimes when we are struck with tragedy in our life, a problem, we lose all senses. We don't know what to do. We become confused. Allah says in the Quran, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqanan." If you love God, He will provide you with furqan, the power of distinction. Furqan. يَفْرُقُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. Furqan, power of distinction. Criterion. To see which is which. To see the right and see the wrong. Because Satan comes, what Satan does, what Satan does to us, he casts a veil on our heart. And the heart means the mind, huh? In the language of the Quran, qalb means what? The brain. What Satan does, he casts a veil on the heart, so we get confused. We get confused. We think something which is right, we think it's wrong, and something which is absolutely wrong, we think this is right. Few months ago, someone was arguing with me for a long, long hours. He tried to prove to me that wine is okay. Don't say wine is bad. Don't tell people not to drink wine. Wine is good for the heart. And by the way, he prays, huh? He does salat. See? He has confusion in his mind. He has confusion. Definitely this is confusion. He says it's good for the heart. Have you seen some of our teenager children? They go with the wrong friends. And those wrong friends, they have a huge influence on them, bigger than the influence of the mother and the father. And those friends are bad. But those teenagers and those children, they think that those are very good. Those are saints. If you ask him, who is your favorite person? He says, this is such and such. He mentions the name of his evil friends. This is confusion. Those bad friends, they teach them drugs, alcohol, this and that. But they think they are good. And they listen to them. They listen to their advice. They don't listen to the advice of their parents. Parents who begot them and brought them into this life, who are sustaining them and helping them out. They listen to the advice of the wrong people, thinking that they are the good while they are the bad. This is confusion. Why we have this confusion? Because they are dumb, not because they are dumb. Some of them are intelligent. Because they don't have good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah. In tattaqullah. If. Conditional. If you fear God, if you love God, in tattaqullah, yaj'al lakum furqanan. He will gift you with this power, you don't get confused. At the time of problem, at the time of tragedy, at the time of confusion, people get confused. You don't get confused. You know your way. You become confident of what you are doing without hesitation. You don't get confused. You don't do something wrong thinking that this is right. You don't do that. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. You're going to realize, you're going to be able to distinguish between khair and shar, goodness and evil. You will be able to see it clearly, not poor visibility. Some people have poor visibility. When it comes to evil, they think this is good. When it comes to goodness, they think this is bad. They have poor visibility. You are not going to have poor visibility. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you fear God, if you love Him, He's going to guide you. He's going to teach you. And when God teaches, He would not teach something bad, definitely. Whatever God teaches is something good. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. He's going to give you the knowledge, the guidance, the direction that you need. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who seek to reach God, جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Definitely we will show them the way, the path. The problem today is that we cannot see the path. Poor visibility, we can't see the path. God says, الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who struggle to find God, sincerely struggle to find God, we will hold their hands, we will bring them to the path. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. God is always with those who are pious. I think the happiest person on earth is the pious person. Believe me, not the richest. We know in our life we've seen people who are very rich, but they are not happy. I know some people, they are in power. They are in power in some Muslim countries. They are in power. They are very influential. But when you speak to him on a personal level, you find out he's not happy. Although he's a minister, he's a prime minister, he's very influential, but in deep inside he's not happy. He has power, he has influence, he has good salary, good health care, you know, bodyguards, 70, 80 bodyguards protecting him, but deep inside he's unhappy. Because piety is missing. Relationship with God is missing. But once you become pious, you become happy. for many reasons. You know that when you go to bed and you put your head in bed, you know you have no problem with God. God is okay with you. And once God is okay with you, people are going to be okay with you, because you don't abuse anyone. You don't assault anyone. You don't wrong anyone. You don't do dhulm to any person. This is the secret of happiness. It's impossible for someone who's a criminal, who kills or tortures or rapes or assaults or steals, impossible for that person to feel the presence of God in his heart. Impossible. Possible. Impossible for a criminal who kills and then says, well, I'm enjoying my faith. I can see God. I can talk to God. Impossible. We have to clean the heart. Stay away from sins. Ittaqullah. You're going to see God. You're going to see Him in your life. And you're going to be content. Content is qana'ah. You might not become the wealthiest. You have a humble lifestyle, humble living, but you are happy inside. This is a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't give it, you know, randomly. We have to work for that. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. مُبْصِرُونَ is the opposite of غافلون. غافلون are heedless. غافلون was mentioned earlier in the same chapter. غافلون, غفلة. غفلة, I translate my language, I translate غفلة into power outage. You don't see power outage in America. I see it in Iraq when I go to Iraq. Yeah. Every 10 minutes we have a power outage. Every 10 minutes. So power outage, you don't see anything around you. Becomes total darkness. Believe me, in Iraq, sometimes I can't even see my hand. I bring it close to my eyes, I can't see it. Total darkness. Power outage. Allah says, Ghafil, the one who's disconnected with Allah, he has a power outage in his heart. He cannot see. He cannot see. Power outage. The opposite of that, Mubsirun. Opposite of Ghafla. Mubsirun, he can see. He can see. He has a penetrating vision. Basira, penetrating vision. Maybe he wears the glasses. His eyes are not perfect, but his heart is perfect. Mubsirun, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Let's try for a few weeks. Whenever you feel sad, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to Him and try it. But you have to be sincere. You have to be sincere in this. You have to have ikhlas and honesty with God. And see the difference. See the difference in your life. See how Allah is going to infuse your heart with happiness, with content, with stability. With stability. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. On the other hand, Allah says the following verse, وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ. The evil ones of the Satans have ikhwan. Brothers. Satans, they have brothers. It's mentioned in the Quran. Sometimes the Quran says, tell us about the brothers of the Satans, the siblings of the Satans. Who are they? An example of that in this book. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. مُبَذِّرِينَ, spendthrift. People who do not spend wisely. Wasteful people. People who waste. They waste on food. They waste on clothing. They waste on shoes. They waste on everything. Everything. They waste. They use beyond what they need. When we start using and consuming beyond, above and beyond our need, we become mubadhir, wasteful. Allah said, I created this earth and I allocated an enough share, decent share, for every inhabitant of this earth. When you see half of the population of this earth, half of the population of 3 billion people on this earth, they live below the poverty line, it means someone else is stealing. This is not a fair distribution of God's wealth. Some people are plundering and stealing, taking away the share of those deprived and poor. But if the wealth is distributed fairly, no one goes hungry. No one goes homeless. But because some people are greedy, he eats and he wastes and he burns the rest of the food, and he does not allow it to reach those who are needy. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a beautiful saying in this regard. Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, مَا رَأَيْتُ نِعْمَةً مَوْفُورَةً إِلَّا وَإِلَى جَانِبِهَا حَقٌّ مُضَيَّعٌ. Beautiful. He says, in this life there is equilibrium. So whenever I see a surplus of wealth somewhere, I realize that next to it, next door, there is shortages. There is a shortage. Whenever I see people dumping food in the trash, I know next door there is a village, there is a country, there is a continent that they go hungry. They don't have food to eat. مَا رَأَيْتُ نِعْمَةً مَوْفُورًا إِلَّا وَإِلَى جَانِبِهَا حَقٌّ مُضَيَّعٌ. But if we carry human spirit, not animal spirit, human spirit, and then we try to reach out to others, people are not going to go hungry. We can do that. We don't need the Obama administration to do that, or the European Union to do that. Whenever you have surplus of food in your house, don't dump that in the trash. First of all, you don't have to cook more than what you need. Prepare food according to your need. And if you have some surplus, go and search for people around. You can find them. If you have an awakened heart, you can see them. But if the heart is dead, you cannot see them. You pass by them, you don't see them. But if your conscience is awake, you can see those hungry. Sometimes the hungry does not come to you and say, I'm hungry. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ. Quran says, someone who is unaware, he thinks that they are rich, but they are not rich. They have dignity. They don't beg, they don't ask. You have to go to them. This was the tradition of the Prophet and our Imams. They go. They don't wait for someone to come and ask them. They go, they search for them. وَإِخْوَانُهُمْ يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ. Allah says the forces of evil, they never relax their efforts to trap people into sin and destruction. They come after us. Listen to Satan, Shaytan, how he speaks to God. This is in Surah Al-A'raf, the same chapter, chapter 7. So, ayah number 16. Quran says to God, he says, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I am going to lay in wait for them. Do you see the snipers, how they lay in wait? How they ambush? Satan says, I am going to ambush them. When they pass, I attack them. Bani Adam, me and you. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Not only that, furthermore, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ. I will strike on them. مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ, from the front. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, from their back. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, from their right. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, from their left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Allahu Akbar. He says, I'm going to attack them from all four directions. Who that I'm going to attack? Those who are ungrateful to God. But those who do shukr, they thank God, they appreciate God, they love God, I can't attack them. Those who are ungrateful, ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Unfortunately, most of the people are ungrateful. Let me conclude with this dua, my friends. You know that Imam Ali alayhi salam, He stayed in the bed of the Prophet, Laylatul Hijra, the night of the Hijra, when the Prophet left Mecca to Medina. After 53 years living in Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was persecuted and he was harassed and his life was threatened, and Quraysh decided to kill the Prophet in Mecca. So God asked him to leave Mecca. He said, Mecca is not safe for you. You have to go and find a safe haven in Medina. Leave Mecca. So he wanted to leave while Quraysh do not realize, so they don't chase him into the desert and kill him. Imam Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, Imam Ali very young, maybe 21, 22, maximum 23, between 21 to 23 years old. He said, I am going to stay in your bed. I'm going to stay in your bed and you leave before dawn, before sunrise, so they don't realize. I will stay in your bed. They will attack the house. They will find me in bed. And there was no guarantee that Imam Ali is not going to be killed. There was a possibility that they would strike at him even without, because it's darkness, they would kill him. But Imam Ali was ready for that, for this. Because he loved too. He loved Allah and he loved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was ready to give his life for both. It's worth it. A cause worth it, really. And this is mentioned in chapter 2, huh? This is not a fairy tale. No one can deny this story. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Among the community of the believers, there is a one who is selling his soul to God. To God. The Prophet did not say, oh Ali, if you stay in my bed, I'm going to reimburse you $500,000 when you are killed. Or you have a life insurance, you know, so you can... Nothing. Ibtigha'a mardatillah. He stays in the bed only for one reason. Ibtigha'a mardatillah. Just to make God happy. در بستر پیغمبر خوابیدن در شب مهاجرت. قرآن می فرماید به خاطر یه چیز، ابتغاء مرضات الله، خداوند را خوشنود کنن، همین. نه اینکه اسمشون بیاد تو جامعه بگن عجب ماشاءالله علی چقدر کار خوبی انجام داد یا فلان. ابتغاء مرضات الله. He wants to satisfy God. And God says والله رؤوف بالعباد. I am compassionate with my servants. I'm compassionate. It means I'll take care of Ali. I'll reward him for this sacrifice. In that night, the Prophet taught him this dua. Ali did not have an army, no bodyguards to protect him. He had self-confidence. He had a trust in God. And the Prophet said, read this dua. And I want you to read this dua every single morning. After Fajr prayers, read this dua. أصبحت الله معتصما بذمامك المنيع الذي بذمامك المنيع الذي لا يطاول ولا يحاول من شر كل غاشم وطارق من سائر من خلقت وما خلقت من خلقك الصامت والناطق في جنة من كل مخوف بلباس سابغة ولاء أهل بيت نبيك ولاء أهل بيت نبيك محتجبا من كل قاصد لي إلى أذية بجدار حصين الإخلاص في حقهم الإخلاص. So read this dua. You can find it in dua مفاتيح الجنان. الإخلاص في الاعتراف بحقهم والتمسك بحقهم موقنا أن الحق لهم ومعهم وفيهم وبهم أوالي من والوا وأجانب من جانبوا فَاعِذْنِ اللَّهُمَّ بِهِمْ مِنْ شَرِّ كُلِّ مَا أَتَّقِيهِ يَا عَظِيمٌ حَجَسْتُ الْأَعَادِي عَنِّي بِبَدِيعِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَخْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Imam Ali says, Ilahi, I am seeking refuge in me, in you. I am seeking refuge in you with the dignity of Muhammad and his family. See? With the dignity of Muhammad, with the position that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, wala'i ahli bayti nabiyyik. I can ask you, I have the guts, the courage to ask you to protect me through the wala, my loyalty to Muhammad and his family. And one of his family was Ali himself, was Ali ibn Abi Talib. I am seeking your protection through the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt. It's a good protection. Read this dua, it's found in Mafatih al-Jannah. In dua rahar rus subh hub, baziyotun hifz kadir in dua rahdi. بهترین بیمس برای خودتون، خانوادتون، فرزندانتون، منزلتون، جامعتون. Best type of insurance. Every single morning, read this dua. Imam Ali used to read this dua in the morning and the evening. In the morning and evening. To stay safe. Read this dua and teach it to your children. Once they open their eyes in the morning and they do their prayers, they read this dua. Good dua, beautiful dua. He is asking Allah through the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt. Wala'i Ahli Bayti Nabiyyik. Muhtajiban min kulli qasadin li ila hadiyatin. Bijidarin haseen. This jidar, this huge wall that going to prevent me and protect me against any type of assault. Al-Ikhlas. Al-Ikhlas. In their loyalty, we have to have ikhlas. What does ikhlas mean? Ikhlas means when Muhammad and Al-Muhammad are attacked, we stand there to defend them. This is ikhlas. We teach their wilaya to our children. One of the Arab poets, he says, ولايتي لأمير النحل تكفيني عند الممات وتخسيلي وتكفيني وطينتي عجنت من قبل تكويني بحب حيدر كيف النار تكويني. He says, my love to Ali ibn Abi Talib was molded into my soul before I was created through the food my mother gave me. My mother, when she breastfed me, when she suckled me, not only she would give me milk, she would give me the love of Ali ibn Abi Talib too. So I cannot, it is inseparable from me, inseparable. I live with it, I am born with it, and I'm going to die with it. That's the ultimate happiness and sa'ad. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal muslimina wal muslimat. الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات. Let's recite this ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية. تقبل منا هذا اليسير بلطفك وكرمك وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.